In 1994, Ukraine held the world's third-largest nuclear arsenal. Think about that for a moment. A newly independent country, freshly broken from the Soviet Union, sitting on roughly 1,900 strategic nuclear warheads. Ukraine gave them all up. Under the Budapest Memorandum, signed by the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia, Ukraine transferred those warheads to Russia for dismantlement. In exchange, all three powers pledged to respect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It was a historic deal. It was also, as history would prove, a promise with no enforcement mechanism. That single decision to trade nuclear deterrence for paper guarantees set the stage for everything that followed. Now, to understand how that promise collapsed, you need to go back to November 2013. Ukraine's president at the time, Viktor Yanukovych, abruptly rejected a trade agreement with the European Union. For many Ukrainians, that agreement represented a path toward democratic reform and economic modernization. The rejection felt like a betrayal. Protests erupted in Kyiv's central square, the Maidan. They grew. Week after week, the crowds swelled. Then the violence started. Security forces opened fire. The BBC reported on what became known as the Heavenly Hundred, over 100 protesters killed during clashes with government forces in Kyiv. Yanukovych fled to Russia. A new government took power, and Moscow, which had backed Yanukovych, called it an illegal coup. That framing mattered enormously. It became Russia's justification for what came next. What came next was Crimea. Within weeks of Yanukovych's fall, unmarked Russian soldiers, quickly nicknamed Little Green Men, appeared across the peninsula. A rushed referendum was held. Then Russia announced annexation. The Arms Control Association documented the result. Russia seized roughly 10,000 square miles of Ukrainian territory. This was the first forced redrawing of European borders since World War II. The key idea here is that the international response was largely limited to sanctions and condemnation. No military intervention, no enforcement of the Budapest Memorandum. For Moscow, the lesson was clear. For Ukraine, the lesson was equally clear and far more alarming. Simultaneously, Russian-backed separatists seized territory in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbas region. A grinding, low-intensity conflict began. It would simmer for 8 years. That frozen conflict in the Donbas was not just a territorial dispute. It was a laboratory. Russian forces tested hybrid warfare tactics, disinformation, proxy fighters, cyber attacks, and artillery strikes, all while maintaining plausible deniability. Ukraine's military, initially weak and disorganized, was forced to modernize fast. Daniel, this period is critical to understanding 2022, because neither side was static. By late 2021, something shifted. The buildup was no longer subtle. According to Reuters, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned in January 2022 that Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine with very little notice. Commercial satellite imagery had already confirmed it. By December 2021, roughly 100,000 Russian troops, along with tanks and heavy artillery, were massed along Ukraine's borders. Intelligence analysts noted the positioning wasn't consistent with a training exercise. The logistics, field hospitals, fuel depots, bridging equipment, pointed to one conclusion. An invasion was being prepared. The takeaway from all of this, Daniel, is that the war didn't begin on February 24, 2022. That date marks the full-scale invasion. But the conflict had roots stretching back decades. Through the collapse of the Soviet Union, through a nuclear deal that traded real security for diplomatic assurances, through a revolution that split a country's identity between East and West, and through 8 years of low-grade war that hardened both sides. Remember this, the war in Ukraine is not a sudden eruption. It is the culmination of layered tensions over sovereignty, identity, and the fundamental question of whether a smaller nation can chart its own course when a larger neighbor insists otherwise. Every piece of this history matters because it explains not just how the war started, but why it has proven so difficult to end.